The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yes, that's right. It is time for The Guest List, and I have just one of the most incredible people in the world here on The Guest List today. Senior writer for the spin-off, which is having a very special birthday. I have Alex Casey in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
I am tired. It is early. I don't know how you do this all the time.
Well, you know what? That was actually why I said yes, because I thought it would turn me into a morning person. And I thought naively that the brain could be conditioned into doing that. It cannot.
Really? Okay, no. So you're going through it too. No, I'm so excited to be here. I was just saying, like, I'm normally the person who's coming up with the formats and interviewing all the people, and I'm like, nobody ever asks me.
Well, we get to ask you things now, and you don't have to ask me a thing. Anyway, we'll start easy. How are you today?
I'm good.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I went to that Illuminate thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Illuminate? I think it's Illuminate. It was crazy, man. Late on a Sunday night, Christchurch was out in force. People had light up dreadlocks, the whole shebang.
Oh, wow.
It was full on.
Wow. You're a recent... resident to Christchurch.
Relatively. I've lived here for 2 years now. Which is quite a long time. I'm starting to get a sense of the geography and I feel more at home. I still naively think that everything is 8 minutes away, which is why I was late this morning. I do not account for Brougham Street traffic at a certain time. But no, I've lived here for 2 years and I absolutely love it here.
Right. Do you like the flatness?
The flatness, I think, is a horror.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, it's really hard to navigate this place when there's no landmarks. Okay. I moved from Auckland, where you have, beautiful maunga and the Sky Tower at the very least, to sort of be like, okay, there I am. But no, aside from that, I've really, I feel like I've really settled in and I really feel quite at home here. So it's nice to be here too.
I'm so happy to have you in the studio, actually. Now, The Guest List. Mm. I ask you to pick some songs that are near and dear to your heart. How easy was this for you?
It was sort of daunting because I always feel like with these assignments, there's a pressure to be really cool.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? I'd be like,
look
how obscure my taste is and pull up some dusty old vinyl from
100%
yonder yore. Yeah. I didn't do that. I just went, I got to be true to myself, which I also think is in keeping with like a central tenet of the spin-off, which is like, be proud of the pop culture that you like, you know?
Yeah, totally.
At all
totally.
Costs.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not trying to be too cool all the time. So I've chosen quite a selection, I would say. I did have a list of about six that I had to narrow down.
Wow, okay.
And that's I was also good. Thinking about context, like a Monday morning, what do people want to hear?
Yeah,
and then I got rid of some of the sadder songs and the slower songs. And I've gone party rock anthem. Not party rock anthem, but party rock anthem energy.
Yeah. Are you like a big music person?
I would say I'm like a huge pop fan and I tend to thrash like one single pop record for eternity until I hate it.
Yeah,
at the moment, I'm doing that with Chapel Roan. I'm right on the cusp of getting real sick of Hot to Go, but I can't stop.
Exactly,
right?
It's kind of catchy. And I will fully admit, I mean, I'm on alternative radio, but everyone knows I'm like the most cliche gay in the world on here anyway. So they know I do enjoy that stuff as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was April last year that album came out. Like, it's actually been quite a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But all of us slow pokes are just getting started. She's on the weirdest continuum. But in general, I'd say like my partner Joe is very into music.
Yeah, because you're saying he worked at BFM.
He used to work at BFM a few years ago up in Auckland. And I will say it's also been a great introduction to Christchurch of like going out to lots of gigs in like Littleton and other little places that, Space Academy. So he sort of fulfills that sort of part of my education.
Nice.
You
good,
know?
Good. One of the big things you're here for is, of course, not solely yourself, but a very special birthday.
I can't believe it.
The spin-off.
Yes. 10 years.
10 years. Now, have you been involved the whole 10? I feel like you have, haven't you?
I have. I've come and gone a couple of times, as you do.
Yeah.
But no, I was the first employee way back in 2014, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the spin-off starting.
You do?
Yeah. Because that was my final year of high school, and I was thinking about like what I was going to move into, and then this like cool news thing starts.
You thought it was cool? What do you remember?
What do I remember from like early days?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a really good question. I wouldn't even know.
Mm.
10 years ago, it was probably, I enjoyed a lot of your ranking things, and that was kind of the John Key, like later John Key years, which was a colourful time and in kind of that government, I guess you'd say. And I feel like you had some quite good... flag referendum content, I vaguely remember, potentially, because that was my first time to vote as well, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, now I feel 10,000 years older than I did.
Well, I want to very quickly on, since it's been 10 years.
Yes.
Very difficult to answer, I'm sure, but really quickly, like, what sticks out for you in the last 10 years?
Oh, my God.
Of the big moments.
Well, I mean, God, the big moments in culture in New Zealand in the spin-off.
Yeah. Like, well, what's kind of got in the office in a flurry?
Yeah.
Over that time. I mean, so many things, I'm sure,
yeah.
Really.
Well, I can take us way back to give you a timestamp. So 2014, I was the sole employee. We were at that point strictly a television blog. So our entire remit.
Were you?
Yeah. We only kind of relaunched for our first birthday in 2015. That's when we were like,
right. Maybe
hello,
that's kind of
we're
what
into
I'm
politics
remembering.
Now. We've
yeah,
got a book
right,
section.
Right, okay.
Prior to that, it was totally television because we were tied to the new streaming service Lightbox, which had just started from Spark, which is no longer with us.
Yes, R.I.P.
So we were there to sort of boost Lightbox content and write about New Zealand television. And a lot of it was about New Zealand reality television, which was massive.
Which is kind of vaguely what I'm starting to remember, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say one of the first times that I was like, whoa, this is a moment, was, do you remember the Willie Moon and Natalia?
I was about to say, that was 2014.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that live.
Yeah.
That was huge.
And it represented so much about the time because I feel like, I don't know if you were on Twitter back then, but Twitter was like, existed just for like, trying to do the funniest tweet you could about X Factor NZ.
Yeah,
that hashtag
yeah.
was massive. And it was just, it was a long time ago, but I remember when that moment happened and feeling the sort of electricity of this live TV moment and how much it fractured the nation and how everyone got behind Joe Irvine and basically did this enormous national campaign to essentially like extradite those two.
I know. Yeah, it was insane.
And it worked.
They were gone
within like 24 hours.
Yes.
But that would have been the first time that I felt like, whoa, we're here, we're in a special place where we can cover something like this in a way that no one else can. And that was the start of kind of many moments like that. I definitely continue to sort of operate in the pop culture space more than anything. And that would be the first big, like, wow, viral New Zealand
moment. I actually now remember some of your content on that, but that was just because... everyone was talking about that.
That's right. It was huge. Like, Lord sent Joe Irvine cupcakes. Hilary Barry weighed in. It was this massive, like, national moment.
It really was. It was quite powerful. And I have to say, I love in this country how we can do something like that, but very quickly forget about everyone who was ever involved in that TV show.
Yeah. Our job is to never forget.
Yeah. Now, I want to play your first track of the morning.
Which one are you going to go for? You going for the big?
Oh, We Gone Raw.
We go for the big tune.
We Gone Raw this morning.
I'm going to lose you so many listeners.
Oh, don't worry. I've scared enough away. We're used to it by now. Now, please elaborate for me. We Gone Ride, but Day Harmo.
Day Harmo's We Gone Ride. I mean, this song turned 20 this year, I think, which is also another you feel old. And it was my most listened to song on Spotify last year because I wrote the oral history of the song, which actually has this incredible backstory. Sunny Sagala, aka Day Harmo, was, as I discovered, a really integral part of like the hip hop scene in the 90s. And he, to the point where he would tour the country, and he actually inspired a young scribe who came out in Christchurch and got got him to sign his gear. But then Sunny Sagala kind of gave up the game and started working as a baker. And then he saw Scribe come up and was like, I have to get back onto this. You know, so he got back in the studio. This guy was like in his 30s at the time. Wow. He had given up the whole thing and came back in and worked with his longtime collaborator. The song began with a sample from Grand Theft Auto, and they just built and built and
built. You've done some research
Well, you should look it up on the spin-off, The Oral History of Day Harmo's We Gone Ride. It's an extraordinary story, and it's just such a big song. There is just so much noise in the song. And I just I love the bravado and the cheek of it, and it also it made way for the most expensive music video ever made in New Zealand at the time. Which was that extraordinary video filled with cars and celebrity cameos, costumes.
You're setting my bar too high for the guest list now.
I'm sorry.
I'm expecting stories.
I've got nothing to say about the other songs, to be clear.
And narratives. Anyway, what a way to start our morning, everyone. We Gone Ride by Day Harmo. First pick of the guest list this morning. Please do enjoy.
Riders, come out and play.
Yeah, boy.
1-2-1-2, man. This your cousin, Day Harmo, man. Yo, check this out. This is serious business right here, B. Riders,
put your hands up to the sky. Baby, wave from side to side. We gon' ride, we gon' roll. We gon' set this party on fire. We gon' ride tonight.
The track on fire, it's me 50. Day Harmo, you a liar. Okay, it ain't 50, but it's the next best thing in rapping. Your cats probably ask what happened. I thought y'all was Urban Pacific, or said the label's chain was still was serving you. To the point of no return, I'll burn every MC in the game till they learn who not to mess with. Just that next hit to hit the radio unexpected. In the club, on the street, at your high school social, go crazy by the sound of my vocal. My voice so choice, your favorite. If y'all ghetto, then I know that y'all taping this. Better still, you trying to burn it off the internet. How soon y'all forget? Y'all crazy,
put your hands up to the sky, baby. Wave from side to side. We gon' ride, we gon' roll. Don't set this party on fire. We gon' ride tonight.
Here we go again. Got rappers saying,
oh, man, not him again.
Mr. Rapper with the snakeskin Timberlands. But Harmo, they don't make Tims with the snakeskin. Thanks for asking. Now, quick, next question. Is it true that y'all dating in a pack or no? But it's true, the whole family of X-Men. Fan first on the street, we the realest. Exclusive like Navy SEALers. Chong Nee on the board, he the captain. I'm the general, we the pinnacle. Y'all looking for the hit, where we finna go. And stop fronting like you're gonna move something. Jump in your car, boy. Do something. V8 or V6 or Nitro. Now what you standing there for, man? Let's
go. Put your hands up to the sky, baby. Wave from side to side. We gon' ride, we gon' roll. We gon' set this party on fire. We gon' ride tonight. What y'all come to do for me? I came to party.
Say what?
I don't know what y'all come to do for me. I come to get somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, they said a new street anthem to keep y'all riding North and South Island. Bad boy, me nice guy hardly. Just ask Paul Holmes who the cheeky donkey. I'm nice on the track from Schumacher. It's so sick, my girlfriend's a doctor or a pediatrician. What you doing here, honey?
I'm a lawyer,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, go on, get that money. I'm back.
back on the scene, crispy and clean, with a new batch of beautiful 16s. For anybody with a low rider system, my song on the clock radio is bitching. Ladies, this is what y'all missing. I'm great in bed and the whiz in the kitchen. You know I'm playing, I'm useless in the kitchen. I just want to see if y'all were listening. I'll ask you.
Put your hands up to the sky, baby. Wave from side to side. We gon' ride, we gon' roll. We gon' set this party on fire. We gon' ride tonight.
We gon' ride!
Huge. How's everybody's energy levels?
Oh, that is a tasty way to start.
It is, isn't it?
A week, I'd say. A very tasty way. Now, before I ask you a little bit about Dejamo there, since it was one of your picks, we're going to do fast five faves now. Don't worry, that's other people arriving at work, finally.
There's a horse galloping down there.
So... you've been in Christchurch 2 years now.
Yeah.
So we're going to do fast five faves.
Okay.
You quickly tell me your favourite of these things.
Oh, my God.
There's five
stressful.
Of them.
Okay.
Favourite restaurant.
Fast five. Five of them.
No, just one.
Just one.
Just one.
In Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a few?
Does it have to be one? No, that's fine. It's fine.
Rangoon Ruby is extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
I have eaten food there, tasted flavours that I have never eaten anywhere
else.
It's
really interesting.
And will never come close to. I love Lily's on St. Asaph Street.
Yeah.
Got to get to Lily's. Let's just go those two, actually.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Second fave. Favourite clothing shop.
Gatherings as well. favourite clothing shop. Oh, I mean, aspirational me says Infinite Definite.
Yeah,
Realistic me says, what's that cool place that has all those vintage t-shirts? Curb. I've never really bought anything there, but I covet all of the t-shirts.
I know,
in that
a lot
shop.
Of their things here are amazing. They have all the NASCAR jackets with M&Ms and Snickers, badges and shit.
Right.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Favorite number three, quiet spot.
Governor's Bay, the walk around the beach that Margaret Mahe used to do with her dog every Saturday morning, and there's a beautiful seat and a plaque and a picture of her and her dog.
Just.
My dream.
Amazing. Fave number four, movie theatre.
Oh, Alice in Videoland.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cinemas, I think, is one of the best places, not just in Christchurch, in the entire country. I think that place is
an absolute treasure.
It's and we
such
need to
a
hold
gem.
On to it
yes.
so tightly.
Yes. Couldn't agree
Love
more.
It.
And fast five fave, number five, favourite bar.
Ooh, Moon Underwater.
Oh.
It's our local. I don't actually drink, but that place is super dog friendly, and I like taking my dog there for a dog beer.
Yeah. That's one thing I'd say about Christchurch is I'm very proud about how dog friendly a lot of places here
it's
are.
It's amazing, eh?
Mm.
I don't mean my dog isn't the friendliest, but I like
no,
the people neither are friendly
is mine.
To her.
No. Mine's a snobby dog, actually. we have a Friday drive host called Narkoa, who loves Moon Underwater. He'll be so happy you said that. Right, okay. So we're talking, while that song was playing, about Dejamo and just what a delight it was to talk to him.
Mm.
Kind of in that realm, who else has really stood out to you as interviewees?
Oh, good question. I mean, I can go like big names.
Oh,
the biggest
go on,
name,
come on, name
biggest
drop.
Name was I had 6 minutes with Quentin Tarantino, and
ooh,
I
wow.
like wanted to vomit, and they had to cross, they like check all your questions like multiple times, like you run the gauntlet of all these PR people, and they crossed off heaps of my questions when they got in the room. That would have been like the most stressed I've ever been. But in terms of like insights, we've actually started a series over the past kind of year and a half every Saturday called My Life in TV.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of shared by myself and Tara Ward, who's our TV writer down in Dunedin. And we'll always interview a different New Zealand celebrity about their both being on television, their time on television, but their memories of watching television.
Hey, you've just done Suzanne Paul.
We've just done Suzanne Paul.
An icon.
An icon on Celebrity Treasure Island. We're all excited about that. And that, bizarrely, despite being kind of a format-y thing, has had some really profound insights and answers. And I love talking to people about television. And that's probably because they're the most recent. But I remember talking to Sam Neill a few weeks ago, and he just told the most extraordinary stories about how in Christchurch, apparently, everyone would watch, this is like back in the day, the TV show of the Avengers at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Well, obviously at the same time. Everything was at the same time. And that everyone would get up and go to the toilet at the same time in the ad break, and that it would like munt the Christchurch sewer system or something. everything would kind of go into hyperdrive because everyone was flushing at the same time.
I mean, that was, of course, I miss that, actually. If I have to say anything about kind of I don't want to say the death of terrestrial TV, but the decline in it is, like, the finite amount of time you had to get your stuff out of the microwave, do your toilet business.
Cup of tea. I know. Yeah.
You had that finite time.
Yeah, but that's what I like about that interview series, is that it talks about people's, television is often so closely linked to things like family and stuff when you're growing up, and these like really treasured memories. And I've actually found it, it has quite nice little insights into these people who, I mean, like Sam Neill is so big and famous, and he's talking about, you know, going to the lab, as he calls it. And I love that.
I really enjoy that series as well. And I think Suzanne Paul's an interesting one because, like, kind of how she is renowned, like, that is not really something that exists anymore, kind of that TV shopping.
Yeah, and just like the star power of Suzanne Paul, and she's sort of playing a role and she knows it. You can see even in the, there's a teaser for the new season of Celebrity Treasure Island, which I think is starting tonight on TVNZ2. But she sort of, she says that she's a natural glow, ho, and like has all these sort of catchphrases. And I love that. I'm like, we don't get that anymore. People who are just like, I am going to be this character, you know, for decades, and I don't care.
I love her. I admire the hell out of her.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to kind of take a little bit of a step back. Get to know, not the spin-off Turns 10, but get to know Alex Casey a little better. Auckland Grammar was your
Auckland
school?
Auckland Girls Grammar.
Girls
which
Grammar.
Which is very, I love this Christchurch, like, straight to the high school question. No.
Okay, has that been a weird thing for you? Like, seeing Cantabrians fixate on that?
I don't know. I'd say the mythology around it is almost stronger than the reality at this point. I don't know. Maybe it's because people know I'm
really
not from here, so they have no interest in where I went to school. But I will say, Auckland Girls Grammar is very different to Auckland Grammar, which is the boys' school. I won't get into that here. But
No, that's right. I am an Aucklander, so I slightly know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring that up is because you were something I've never heard before, but media prefix.
Oh, my God. You did your research.
Yeah. Now, that's crazy. I didn't have that at school. I would have loved to have been that.
I think it was sort of one of those made-up ones they give the kids who, you know, aren't quite, you know, not quite there with English or history. They're like, oh, we love TV. It mostly just meant that you organised the Leavers video.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a big thing. But, yeah, I was very much loved movies and TV even.
Yeah, so it was clear then, really. And so you went to Auckland Uni after that?
Yes, yeah.
And what was the story from there? What did you do at uni?
I did a Bachelor of Arts in Film, Television, Media Studies and Sociology. employable.
Ooh, nice.
And then took that degree very literally and worked in a cinema for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
As a projectionist, which was actually really cool.
Yeah,
like, still
yeah.
one of the late
I've
dreams.
I've always kind of wanted to do that.
It was amazing. And I was one of the last people to actually get trained in 35mm, like before we made the switch to digital. So I'll always kind of treasure that. Feels almost like a steampunky Charlie Bucket life now, like doing all these like rudimental threading up of films and things. But what I had started doing was writing a blog for Flix, the wonderful New Zealand website. And that had caught the attention of Duncan Grieve, the founder of the spinoff, who had been dreaming up this idea of a New Zealand television blog. And
wow.
that was how it all kind of came together.
And you were employee number one.
I was employee number one. I thought it was just going to be like a 3 month contract that would fizzle out.
3 months
we have
turned into 10 years.
Lasted the distance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear a little bit more about that. But we're going to go on to your next pick now. From a student radio network, which is kind of our big group. A huge favourite from that network, the Beths. Jump Rope Gazers.
Mm.
Pray tell, why this?
Oh, it's just such a beautiful song. It makes my soul soar when I listen to this.
Oh,
I just love
beautiful.
It. It's such a beautiful love song. I love how it's like so understated, but then it slowly kind of builds.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to talk about music, and I'm someone who's very like lyric focused.
Yeah,
probably
right,
as a writer. Yeah, and I just love some of the lines in the song. And I just feel like it's crazy that the song hasn't been on, like, a massive trailer yet. Or, you know, I feel like it would be good in, like, the OC or something.
Mm,
whatever the equivalent of that is today.
Totally.
Yeah, I just love
what
it.
What is the equivalent of that today?
Probably something horrible.
Right, okay. Here is Jump Rope Gazers for our audience. After that, there will be an ad break because capitalism and all that. But we'll be back after that to hear a bit more about what's happened in the last 10 years. How did we get to here? Anyway, enjoy, guys.